Unit 18 reading. At the time of the intense Gluck-Piccini rivalry in Paris, there came to this city from Belgium an awkward youth who had determined to gain a musical education at whatever hazard, although he had no money to speak of and no immediate prospect of obtaining any. The rivalry between the two great composers, Gluck and Piccini, was every day growing more intense. Our young musician was an ardent disciple of Gluck and was determined to see the representation of his opera Iphigenie and Tauride, which was soon to take place. With the assistance of a friend, he managed to gain admittance into the theater where the final rehearsal was held. So enchanted was he by the beauty and nobility of the music that he resolved to hear the public performance as well. But alas, the wherewithal was not forthcoming. He had no money to purchase a ticket. As he sat listening to the rehearsal, a happy thought occurred to him. He would hide in one of the boxes and remain there until the performance. Unfortunately for his plan, he was discovered at the close of the rehearsal by the employees of the house, who proceeded to promptly throw him out. But the young man's spirit was aroused, and he resisted. Gluck, who had not left the house, heard the disturbance, and coming to investigate it, was told that a young man from the country was so anxious to hear his music as to take this method of securing the opportunity. Pleased with the youth's eagerness for musical instruction and enjoyment, and perhaps somewhat flattered as well, Gluck ordered his release, gave him a ticket to the performance, and later sought to know more of his ardent admirer. This was the beginning of a lasting friendship between the two composers, Gluck and Méhul, for the young man later achieved great prominence in the musical world. Méhul composed 25 operas and numerous other works, and was paid the highest honors the French nation could bestow.